Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. House Speaker Paul Ryan will not seek re-election in November. The Janesville Republican held a press conference this morning making his announcement. He said he wants to spend more time with his family. And billionaire political activist Tom Steyer visited Milwaukee and Madison yesterday and said his youth organizing group will spend $2.5 million in Wisconsin organizing on 35 college campuses and in communities in an effort to target students. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker has received tens of millions of dollars in out-of-state cash during his previous races for governor. Now the Republican Governors Association announced it has purchased over $5 million in television airtime to help Walker in his bid to get reelected in November. And the Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night 5-3. They play the final game of that series today in St. Louis. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker signed new laws yesterday that would put limits on assistance programs for the poor and disadvantaged and spend about $80 million on training programs to push people back into the labor force. Hundreds of teachers and their supporters packed the Milwaukee Public Schools board meeting last night to push back against proposed cuts to next year's budget. MPS is facing a budget shortfall of at least $30 million and is proposing several cutbacks as well as making teachers pay a higher portion of their health care costs. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled yesterday that a permit is needed to carry a loaded gun in your car. The decision by the conservative-leaning High Court is a defeat for gun rights advocates. And the Bucks play their final game of the season tonight in Philadelphia. They could end up in 6th, 7th, or 8th position for the playoffs, depending on the outcome of that game and several others. The Bucks' opponents for the first round of the postseason could be any one of four teams: Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia, or Cleveland. Okay, here's the forecast. Partly sunny this afternoon, and then rain moving in for tonight. Lows tonight around 40 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. For Friday, rain likely with highs around 50 degrees. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, here's number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker signed new laws yesterday that would put limits on assistance programs for the poor and disadvantaged and spend about $80 million on training programs to push people into the labor force. And hundreds of teachers and their supporters packed the Milwaukee Public Schools board meeting last night to push back against proposed cuts to next year's budget. MPS is facing a budget shortfall of at least $30 million and is proposing several cutbacks as well as making teachers pay a higher portion of their health care costs.